The House will be in order. Introduction to bills.
House Bill 434 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to prescribing and dispensing of self-administered hormonal contraceptives.
First reading of the bill is in order for committee amendment and placed on calendar.
House Bill 435 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to emergency contact information for use by the Department of Transportation and law enforcement, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is in order for committee amendment and placed on calendar.
House Bill 436 by A. Meyer and Bossman, a bill for an act designating certain graduate of medical residents as employees of the state of Iowa under the Iowa Tort Claims Act.
First reading of the bill is in order for committee amendment and referred to Committee on Human Resources. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Klein for House File 233, Representative Jennery for House File 234, Representative Losey for House File 259, Representative Bradley for House File 262, Representative Jennery again for House File 263, Representative Momsen for House File 280, and Representative Bacon for House File 304.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Washington for opening comments on House File 233.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 233 is the Uniform Civil Remedies for Unauthorized Disclosure of Intimate Images Act. Essentially, a person who is private intimate images are disclosed by another without permission may bring a civil lawsuit against the person who disclosed the image. That is the bill, and there is amendments.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H1032 by Losey of Polk.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey, for opening comments on House or on H1032.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment merely places into code a reference of the word defines sexual conduct in the bill. References masturbation. Last year, we included in the Iowa code a definition of that. So this merely ensures that reference is back to that appropriate code definition.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for comments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a good amendment, and I urge the body's support.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey. Representative Losey moves H1032. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. The clerk will call up the next amendment.
H1028 by Klein of Washington.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Washington, Representative Klein, for comments on H1028.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is more technical in nature. It just ensures that our language for redacting information from pleadings and documents is in line with other parts of Iowa code. So it's very technical. I believe this one is brought to us from the courts itself. That is the amendment.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for comments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a good amendment, and I urge the body's support.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Washington moves amendment H1028. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now back on House File 233 as amended. Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is an excellent bill, and it's good for Iowa. I urge the body's support of this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Washington moves House File 233. The question now is, shall the bill pass? The clerk will read.
House File 233, a bill for an act creating a civil remedy for the disclosure of private sexual explicit images without the consent of the depicted individual, be it enacted by a General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of this passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Jarity, aye. Judge, aye. Jones, Aye. Stayed. Aye. Dio. Aye. Moore. From Scott. Aye. Kaufman. Aye. Landon. Aye. Bossman. Aye. Breckenridge. Aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 89. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 11. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth for opening comments on House File 234.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 234 is a very simple bill. It requires the DNR to issue a lifetime trout fishing license to a person who is at least 65 years old for a fee to be determined by the DNR. And being a lifelong trout fisherman, I think this is a great bill. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Serving on the subcommittee, I think this is a good bill for Iowa, and I urge the body to vote yes.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth. The gentleman from Plymouth moves House File 234 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. The clerk will read.
House File 234, Bill for an Act establishing a lifetime trout fishing license for certain older Iowans being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote.
Aye.
Breckenridge. Aye.
Jones.
Stayed. Aye. Jordy. Aye. Judge. Aye. Jones. Aye. Moore from Scott. Aye. Landon. Aye. Kaufman. Aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 90. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 10. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for opening comments on House File 259.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 259 is a bill that prohibits employers from requiring employees or coercing employees through incentives to allow microchips to be implemented into the employees' bodies. Those are my opening comments, and entertain any questions.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Bohannon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think that this is a good bill for Iowa workers, and I enjoyed working on the subcommittee on this, and I urge the body to support the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Losey for closing remarks on House File 259.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to thank Representatives Bohannon and Mitchell for their work and input on the bill, and I move the bill.
The gentleman from Polk moves the bill be read for the last time and place on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 259, a bill for an act concerning the implantation and insertion of microchips and other devices into employees by employers being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Jody, aye. Judge, aye. Jones, aye.
Stayed, aye.
Segrist, aye. Moore from Scott, aye. Landon, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 90. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 10. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones for opening remarks on House File 262.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. House File 262 is a bill that allows pharmacists to refill a prescription once a year in emergency in a unit dose package not to exceed 30 days. Some of the examples would be insulin, EpiPens, and inhalers. This does not include opiates. Those are my final opening remarks.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Ford, for additional comments.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I served on the subcommittee, and this bill really will have a big impact on patient care here in the state of Iowa for patients when it comes to pharmacy services. Many times we run into situations where a patient walks into pharmacy on a Friday night and they need a refill on their insulin, and unfortunately there aren't any refills left, so it's difficult sometimes to get a hold of a doctor on a Friday or Saturday night. So this bill will allow us to refill their insulin one time per 12 months, or it could be their meter dose inhaler, which is used for asthma and breathing conditions, or possibly even an EpiPen. So this is a good piece of legislation and would ask for your support. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Jones for a closing comment on House File 262.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank Representative Forbes and Osmussen for helping with the subcommittee, and I move this bill.
The gentleman from Jones moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 262, a bill for an act relating to the refilling of prescriptions in emergency situations being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Jody, aye. Judge, aye. Jones, aye. Segrist, aye. Moore from Scott, aye. Landon, aye. Stayed, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 91. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 9. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth for opening remarks on House File 263.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 263 limits the amount charged to a patient receiving insulin to $100 a month for their supply of insulin. And last year, this bill passed 98-1, so I would like very much for this bill to pass again. Those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had the pleasure of serving on the subcommittee for this bill, and I'm glad to see this before the House again. Insulin is indeed a life-saving medication, and no one should go broke simply just to try to preserve their life by using insulin. I hope that this bill will build in us the awareness that there are many, many more life-saving medications that people rely on. And I hope that this will build in us the awareness that no one in America should go without the medication that they need because of funds. So I urge the body to support this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes Representative Jennery for closing comments on House File 263.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to thank my subcommittee of Representative Bowden and Bennett, and with that, I move the bill.
The gentleman from Plymouth moves the bill before for last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 263, a bill for an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription insulin drugs and including applicability provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of this passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Jerry, aye. Judge, aye. Jones, aye. Segrist, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Landon, aye. Stayed, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 89. Those voting no, 2. Absent or not voting, 9. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Clinton for opening remarks on House File 280.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House, House File 280 is a DOT department bill. Currently, Iowa Code specifically prohibits the electronic renewal of a commercial driver's license, but it allows electronic renewals of non-commercial licenses. What this bill would do is allow a truck driver to renew their commercial driver's license online like most people can with their personal license. If your license requires a medical card or medical certificate, you still must get that and have that on file. And eye tests are still taken, and that also must be on file. Mr. Speaker, that concludes my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a good bill. It's a good bill for Iowa, and I urge the body's support.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Clinton for closing comments on House File 280. The gentleman from Clinton moves House File 280 be read for the last time placed on its passage. The clerk will read.
House File 280, a bill for an act authorizing the Department of Transportation to renew certain valid commercial driver's license without examination, including electronic renewal and including effective date provisions, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Jody, aye. Judge, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Landon, aye. Jones, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 91. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 9. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story for opening remarks on House File 3. 304.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 304 creates the framework for operation of personal delivery devices. A personal delivery device is a device manufactured for transporting goods in a pedestrian area. It's a device equipped with automated technology that enables the remote operation and supervision by a natural person, and the weight of this empty cannot exceed 550 pounds. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H1029 by Bacon of Story.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Story for opening remarks on H1029.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment clarifies the requirements for transporting hazardous material in one of these PDDs, and it also increases the liability insurance to a minimum of $500,000.
Is there a discussion on the amendment? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think this is a good amendment, and I encourage the body to support it. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Story moves H1029. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it, and the amendment has passed. Is there a discussion on House File 304 as amended? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Williams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a good bill. It has us looking ahead. There will be pilots in four other cities across the country. I expect we'll be back here perfecting this before that happens. And I hope it happens in Bondurant before anywhere else. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Story for closing comments on House File 304.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to thank the subcommittee of Representative Gobble and Representative Williams. And with that, this is a great bill for the future of Iowa, and I would simply ask to move the bill.
The gentleman from Story moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 304, a bill for an act relating to personal delivery devices, providing penalties and making penalties applicable, being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will receive your vote. Jordy, aye. Judge, aye. Jones, aye. Moore of Scott, aye. Landon, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 90. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 9. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. House File 233, 234, 259, 262, 263, 280, and 304.
Are there objections? So ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the attention of the body, that will conclude floor debate for today. We do not have floor debate scheduled for tomorrow. You'll see a blue calendar come out for Wednesday, and we will be trying to move through that blue calendar Wednesday afternoon. So please do pay attention to that. And at this time, we are going to, I would move the House recess until the conclusion of the Education Committee.
Is there any other business to come before the House? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury, Representative Hansen. For what purpose do you seek the floor? You've all heard the motion. You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned. Excuse me. The House is recessed.